The case, known as Janus v. AFSCME, was brought by Mark Janus, a public employee in Illinois. He's challenging a state's policy of requiring that he pay union dues to the Illinois branch of the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees, even though he does not want to be a member. Janus and his lawyer say the mandatory payments violate his First Amendment right to not be compelled to fund political speech. Ken Jardin, with the fiscal watchdog group the Empire Center, says the reasoning in the case is that the union, through collective bargaining and other lobbying activities, finances speech that is intended to influence the government.
The question is whether the money taken from people against their will can be used to lobby the government in any form.
Union leaders, though, see it as much more than a simple constitutional issue. They say it's an ideological threat to their existence. Mario Salento, the leader of New York State's AFL-CIO, says Janus's legal fees are subsidized by several groups funded by major figures in the conservative movement, including the Koch brothers.
None of these organizations are necessarily friendly to organized labor. And when I say it's an attack on all working people, it's the situation is basically this. Those in the top 1% in corporate America do not like the fact that unions, in fact, not only improve the lives of working men and women, but they raise the standard of living and quality of life for all working people.
He says a survey by the Federal Bureau of Labor Statistics finds that union members make on average $11,000 more dollars a year for comparable jobs. And he says the presence of higher paid union workers in a job market helps boost the pay of the non-union workers. If Janus wins the case, the Empire Center's Jardin says it could weaken New York's public worker unions. They represent about 1.2 million people. New York's unions, just like in Illinois, also compel around 200,000 state employees who are not union members to pay around $110 million in dues each year. The dues are automatically deducted from their paychecks. And he says a significant percentage of current union members might choose to leave the union once the dues are no longer mandatory.
What you'd also see is a group of people who had signed membership cards, let's say 15% of them, who would immediately leave their union.
There are a number of bills introduced in the New York State Legislature, including by independent Democrats in the Senate, that could mitigate the impact of a Supreme Court decision in favor of Janus. They include steps to make it easier to join a union and harder to opt out, says the AFL-CIO's Salento.
There are things that you can do to streamline a process for those who want to be a member of a union, basically mitigate some of the damage that this could cause down the line.
Governor Andrew Cuomo, who's been at odds with some of the state's unions in the past, has in recent years become an ardent supporter of union rights. Cuomo spoke in a New York City rally over the weekend.
If the Supreme Court carries Donald Trump's political water, and if the Supreme Court tries to end organized labor, this state will do everything in its power to protect it.
But Salento admits that New York law can't supersede a federal court decision. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.